paranormal horror author, Eve S. Evans, introduces a brand new spine-chilling release. Supernatural 911 Calls, available on Amazon today. First responders with any real time on the job believe in ghosts. They've experienced events they can't otherwise explain. Same with other professions that deal with injuries, accidents, or death. Police officers, firemen, 911 operators, they've seen the worst that people can do to one another, and they've all had brushes with the unexplained. Don't believe in ghosts? This book might change your mind and steal any hope of sleep. These stories are unexplainable, true accounts from first responders, police officers, firemen, and 911 operators, told from the perspective of everyday people. Every single tale between these covers is 100% true. Think you can explain them? We dare you to try.
So yeah, guys, that's our sponsor for this week. And if you guys want to check her out, I mean, especially on Audible for $6.95 per month for up to 4 months. So go ahead, check out her book. You can get great deals. So go ahead and check that out.
Especially at the promo. It's got going on right now. It's a really good deal. You'll fall in love.
All right. Oh. Okay, Morgan.
You not Morgan. Not even slightly.
But I only got 3 hours of sleep last night. I have this thing called anxiety.
No way.
I know, right? And I had this anxiety monster just like keep me up all night because I had a test and because I failed it the day before and I failed it again by three questions. Three fucking questions.
You love failing. I can't even say it seriously.
Dogs are going to go to boot camp and I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. I don't know what she's going to do without me because while I was testing here for 3 hours, she's at the door the whole entire time scratching it and whining.
Oh, I'm sure that helped your focus.
Totally. 100%. I was like, oh, look, I can hear my dog.
That's fantastic. Would it have been easier to just let her in?
I can't.
No.
When you're doing proctor tests like that, they don't allow you to have any animals in.
That's annoying.
I know. Apparently, I mean, maybe she'll have the answers written on her somewhere.
Oh, of course.
Well, obviously I know this stuff too. I was only 3 questions off. It just sucks that I've got to go retake it again.
Yes, it does.
But I'm going to go to Yellowstone this weekend and, come back fresh and like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. By the way, that's what we've been watching lately. Chris is in love. He found it hilarious. Okay, so there's a line in the Fresh Prince. Will and his cousin?
Carlton, sure.
Yeah, Carlton. They get pulled over because they're driving a nice car.
Yeah.
In a new neighborhood that they don't know. And they get arrested because cops think that they stole it because they're black.
I recall the episode, actually.
Oh, do you? Nice. Well, so anyway, the line is, well, there's this white guy in there. You know that he must have done something really bad because he's white. And Chris thought that was so fucking hilarious. I'm like, it's sad because it's really true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will Smith just wrote a new book, too.
Did he?
Yeah, he's coming out with a new biography, I think. Hmm.
I've been following him on TikTok because he's like, I'm in the worst shape ever. And I look at him and I'm like, dude, don't get me started.
He had a little bit of a gut.
A little bit, but come on.
For a movie star?
Okay, for a movie star. For everyday people, I'm like, come on.
But power to him for just being like, I'm going to show it anyway and I'll show you that I put in the work. I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. He's been doing TikToks almost every day, like that he's at the gym. And he's been making them kind of funny though. Like, I forgot how to use them when I went use the equipment when I went to the gym. So he's all like doing it stupidly.
Yeah.
And then he actually had someone come up to him and kick him out. So that was kind of funny.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, yeah, I actually got kicked out of that location and I'm not allowed back.
Who kicks Will Smith out? Seriously.
Oh, I don't know. Adam Sandler. Well, he didn't technically get kicked out of a restaurant, but someone told him like, hey, you know, it's going to be like an hour wait. And he was like, okay, cool. And just left. And people were like, you just kicked Adam Sandler out.
Jeez.
And she's like, oh shit. he was just like, whatever. Like, I mean, some people were filming it because they saw, oh, it's Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
And she legit told him, like, oh, it's an hour away. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. He's like, we'll go somewhere else, and left. And then, like, people were, like, yelling at her, like, you just kicked him out. And
well, that's not even kicking him out, though. That's just
making him wait like a normal person.
Yeah.
But it's cool that he, at the same time, was like, okay, cool, whatever. Was chill about it, not like, but I'm Adam Sandler.
I've heard he's a very down-to-earth guy.
Yeah. Sounds like Will Smith. Will Smith is too. You just came back from Yellowstone, and I'm leaving for Yellowstone tomorrow.
Yay for national parks.
Yay. And it's storm and rain in here, so hopefully it's not there tomorrow.
I don't know. I haven't checked the weather forecast there since I left.
I haven't either, to be honest.
So that's your job.
How was your trip?
It was great. We saw a bunch of parts of Yellowstone I haven't seen in a long time, and hung out and relaxed, and I did a whole bunch of walking.
Ooh, walking.
I got sunburnt really bad.
That sucks. Because you're like me where you don't tan. You just burn.
Yeah. Other than that, everything was really good. We got to see baby bison, and I...
You caught yourself there. You almost said buffalo.
Again. I almost said buffalo. And I love them because... the babies are orange.
They're what?
They're orange.
They're orange.
Uh-huh.
Leia agrees.
Does she?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll look forward to seeing them. Yeah, we're going to leave tomorrow morning, and we're going to try to go up and leave early in the morning, and then go to, there is a wolf and bear exhibit that's kind of close to our Airbnb. Mm-hmm. It's about 30 minutes away from there. So we're going to go there. And then we were going to check into our Airbnb, because I don't think we can until like 4.
What time are you going to leave?
We were going to do like 8, 9.
You say, isn't it like a 5 or 6 hour drive?
Yeah. So that way then we can go and see that part, and then we can go check in. So, awesome. And then have dinner and whatever. And then actually we are planning on going to the park, like leaving our Airbnb like 6 o'clock, because the line just gets horrendous the longer you wait.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, you were in that, weren't you?
I was.
What time did you leave that one day that you showed me that line?
I think 7:30.
How long did you wait?
An hour.
Okay, so Dustin's boss didn't get there till 11.
Oh no.
And he waited 4 hours.
What?
Yeah. So if you're planning on going to Yellowstone, go early.
We didn't get there as early one of the days, but I still don't think it was 4 hours. That must have been a particularly bad day.
So anyway, that's what we've got going on. That's what we had going on. That's what I've got going on. And let's get into the story, shall we? All
right, let's do it. Who are you going to tell us about?
Enlightened that it's June month and June's Pride month.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. You probably have heard of this story, but I want to just throw it out there anyway. It's Matthew Shepard. Have you heard of this?
Sounds familiar, but I'm not thinking of it right now.
Because he's like one of the main poster boys for Pride abuse.
Okay.
His mom actually started one of the first foundations against Pride abuse.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He did have a younger brother named Logan, and him and Matthew were very close, too. This was in 1995. He was going on a high school trip to Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
One of his friends, too, feared that he had been getting into drugs and depressed, and at the time of, you know, he's almost going to college. So, and he had been also hospitalized multiple times for depression and suicidal attempts of his situation. His mom did know he was gay. He came out to his mom, and his mom was, she was fine with it. But I mean, it's 1998. People are not very caring. I mean, we're still fighting this battle.
Yeah.
So on October 6th, 1998, Matthew was approached by this guy named Aaron and another guy named Russell.
Oh, no.
And all three of them were at a gay club.
Oh, so Aaron and Russell are also gay?
Well, they were all at a gay club, drinking for sure. There is speculation that there was drugs involved.
Okay.
But in Matthew's autopsy, it doesn't show any. Just
any alcohol either?
There was alcohol, but no drugs.
Oh, okay.
Aaron and Russell said, hey, man, you know what? We'll go ahead. We'll give you a ride home. Dad ended up driving him home. They drove him to a remote location. When Matthew asked what's going on, they pistol whipped him. Oh. Whoa, can you hear that? That's yes. My thunder. Jesus, it's mad at the world too. They claim that they were trying to rob him.
Okay.
While they were in the back of the car, they stopped the back of the car. They went and they began to torture him.
Yeah, this sounds like an ordinary robbing.
By cutting off his skin bit by bit.
Ah! Yeah, that's not trying to be robbed. No.
They started just using a knife and cutting it off.
No.
And then Russell tied him to a barbed wire fence, leaving him to die.
But remember, they're just robbing him.
They're just robbing him.
Because that sounds accurate.
A nearby passer that was driving by saw him and originally thought that he was a scarecrow.
Oh, okay.
He was completely unrecognizable. He was drenched in blood. The only places that were clean of blood are the places that had been marked by his tears.
No. Somehow, I don't know, scarecrow. Like, I feel like, you know, you hear people say, like, mannequin.
Mannequin.
Scarecrow is a new one. That's quite imagery.
But, I mean, he was hanging up, like, you know, like, his arms were tied up to this barbed wire fence.
Yeah.
No, this too. It's October.
Okay.
It is almost nearly freezing temperatures.
Ugh.
Aaron and Russell, they ended up getting arrested later that night after they did this.
Sure.
Police found them beating up two Mexican teenagers that were also found at a gay bar.
Oh.
Officer Flint Walters ended up arriving at the scene and he arrested Russell and searched Aaron's truck and found the blood smeared gun along with Matthew's shoes and his credit cards.
Oh boy. Happy Halloween.
Right. The first officer to arrive at the scene to find Matthew, he was still alive.
No. Oh, I mean, that I don't know. There's so many mixed feelings there.
But just drenched in blood, fractured head, in a coma.
Like,
His fractures were the back of his head from his front right ear. He experienced severe brain damage, which has affected his body's ability to regulate his heartbeat, his body temperature, and other vital functions.
Poor thing.
There was about a dozen small lacerations around his head, face, neck, and arm from them cutting his skin. His injuries were too severe for doctors to operate, so they just put him on life support until he died.
Ugh.
His mom decided to pull him off life support after being there for 18 hours.
Oh, well, I mean, not to sound awful, but if he had such bad, like, mental brain damage, I mean,
can you imagine though having to make that decision?
No, I can't, but he may not. But
they said that, you know, he would have been like a vegetable.
Yeah. I mean, if he comes back and he can't, you know, remember anything or be himself, you know.
By the way,
I said so many mixed feelings.
There was a whole $30 in his wallet.
Oh, well, I'm glad they made a big score off killing him. Sounds like a great robbery.
Yeah. And I mean, even after they got the wallet, you know, they continued to beat him, take knives to him, and Aaron and Russell were arrested and initially charged with attempted murder, kidnapping, and aggravated robbery.
Okay.
After Matthew's death, the charges were upgraded to attempted murder to first degree murder. Jeez. Which means these two are eligible for the death penalty at this point.
Okay.
Okay. Aaron, however, did test a positive for meth while this was going on.
Okay.
Okay. So he did test positive for meth. And this is one of the reasons why he claimed that he couldn't stop beating him.
Honestly, I don't know enough about meth. No, if that, I mean, other than like watching Breaking Bad, that's about where my meth knowledge ends.
So meth gives you, okay. So meth does give you this kind of like super strength. And I want to say like a, cause I watched a whole documentary on this and everything too. And they were saying that you can't stop. A lot of people can't stop when they do something.
Okay.
And that includes beating. Like some, I mean, there's reports of people being on meth and just not being able to stop while they're beating their wives to death.
Yeah.
I want to say too, Aaron's thing is like, we were all just about robbing him and that I couldn't stop because of the meth. It's not a hate crime. Okay. I couldn't stop hitting him. I couldn't stop cutting his flesh off.
Why did he start? Like, if he was just trying to rob him.
He claims after he pistol whipped him, then he couldn't stop the rage.
Also, why did they drive him out to the middle of nowhere? Like, you'd think they'd want a fast getaway.
I guess just to drop him off somewhere. I don't buy it, but. So, both of their girlfriends, too. Kirsten Price and Chastity Paisley. They were also charged with being accessories after the fact because they told these two girls that apparently they were going to go rob some gay guys before they went and did it.
But it's not a hate crime, but they had to specify that it's gay.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
They claimed, we're just pretending to be gay to lure these men out to their trucks so that they can rob them. And they told their girlfriends about this. Like, we're going to go to a gay bar because we're going to rob these people. How is that not a hate crime? You are going to a gay bar to rob gay men. How is that not a hate crime?
It is. It's definitely a hate crime. Like, oh, it's a hate crime.
Yeah. So Aaron's defense lawyer tried to pull the gay panic defense.
What does that mean?
It's an excuse for killing Matthew, saying that because Matthew is gay and Aaron is deathly afraid of gays, that he killed him.
Okay.
Because this is in the era too where, you know, it's still not okay to be gay.
That still sounds hard to prove. Like,
well, and it was completely rejected by the judge.
Yeah. Like, how are you going to convince a jury of that?
Right. I listened to both of their interviews, okay? Both Aaron and Russell are claiming that it was not a hate crime, that this was definitely just a robbery, and that it was about drugs. They're claiming that Matthew said that wanted to buy some drugs and knew that Aaron sold drugs and was going to go buy drugs from him, and he was also then going to steal the money and steal the drugs back.
But is there any proof he was a drug dealer?
Actually, there is.
Oh, okay.
So actually, funny story, it's known that these three guys knew each other before this all happened.
Oh, okay.
That these three guys hung around the same crowd a lot, that they all did actual drugs together, that they've been seen together at the same parties.
So why are these two guys who are supposedly so homophobic hanging around gay scenes?
I don't know. I don't know if everyone that they went to that they were hanging around was a gay scene or if it was just that night.
Okay.
They also went to school together. They were in different grades, but they did go to school together. So not only did they go to school together, but they hung around the same type of people. And there was even a time that Matt's friend said, we bought drugs from Aaron. We legit bought drugs from Aaron.
Okay. Well, that's, I guess he did sell drugs possibly then.
Aaron's girlfriend decided to come back on camera years later and claim she made up the whole thing about him going to gay bars to rob gay men.
Okay.
she claimed that Aaron just said that he was going to go out for a night and not go out for a night to beat up gay guys. She claims that she just said that because the police made her feel uncomfortable and she needed to say that to get them off her back, which doesn't make any sense because honestly, if you didn't even know that these two boys were going to go and beat up someone else, then guess what? You're not an accessory into this.
Yeah.
But because you freaking said that, that makes you the accessory in this.
Jeez.
Dumbass. And to this day, Aaron's girlfriend is still saying it's not a hate crime. It was just a drug deal gone wrong. And that his aggression with taking this out on Matthew is just because of the meth.
Okay.
And that is what Aaron is saying. And so this is also Russell's side. So Russell says he was drinking, but he was not doing any drugs at that day. And that is proven that he actually didn't have any drugs in his system. Russell did not. He said that, yeah, Aaron was doing drugs that day, but he didn't do as much as he normally does. I don't know what that entails. Yeah. They saw Matthew coming out of the club and said, hey, you want to ride? And he's like, hey, man, let's just rob this guy real quick. That's it. Like, it was just supposed to be a robbery. Like, hey, let's take him. And let's rob him of his money and make him get out of the car. That's what Russell said that Aaron said.
Yeah.
And he said, okay. And he was driving the car. So then he got in the car. Aaron was sitting actually in the back seat with him. Okay. And he said, all I saw from the rearview mirror was that Matthew put his hand on Aaron's leg.
Okay.
And then Aaron pistol whipped him with the gun that he had that was just like right in his back pocket.
Yeah.
And then just started beating and grabbing the knife and taking his skin off.
That is so gross.
And Aaron is claiming that he couldn't stop. Russell says that he had to pry. He had to pull off on the side, pry Aaron off of Matthew.
Jeez.
And drag him, and he didn't want him to come back after the car and then get hurt anymore, he claims. So he tied him to barbed wire.
Yeah.
Okay. Because tying him to barbed wire, okay. That's what he claims was his side.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what? I didn't want my friend to get in trouble, so of course I didn't call the cops. He's like, and I didn't think that he was going to die out there. I'm like, how would you... You're going to tie someone to barbed wire when he's already beaten up to a pulp. He needs medical attention and you're going to put him in almost below freezing temperatures and just leave him there.
Yeah.
With no way to untie himself.
That's ridiculous.
And then you go out to a different gay bar and beat up two other gay men. And you're going to say you don't have a hate crime. Like you're not in it for the hate crime? Like, come on, dude.
That seems extremely likely, though. Come on. It's not a hate crime.
Why in the world didn't you just, like, drive Aaron home at that point? Why are you going back to the club? And, like, he claims, like, oh, well, it was Aaron, and then Aaron started beating up these other guys, and I kind of just got involved. Dude, if you're the one that's driving, why didn't you just drive his ass home? Or something.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, it's a good thing he didn't, because then they found all the stuff in the car and everything and obviously connected it.
Yeah.
But what the fuck, dude?
I don't know.
Anyway, so now both of them are in jail and they are serving two continuous life concurring sentences for both of them, which is kind of odd to me that because Russell technically claimed he didn't hit him and Aaron claims that Russell didn't hit him either, that he got the same exact treatment, because there's some cases too where we'll be like, okay, well, it's the last blow or the last bullet and that person's responsible for the murders.
Yeah.
So that to me is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But I mean, how would it be to have to be in jail They're in the same jail, by the way.
Jeez.
With that person. Just a little backstory on Aaron's upbringing too. He didn't grow up in a very good place. His dad beat him. And there's speculation. Some people think that Aaron is, well, gay. And then, you know, he got taught that, you know, that's bad and you shouldn't do that. And that's why he was lashing out against, doesn't make an excuse, but a lot of people are saying that that's the reason why. He still says to this day that he's not. So, and that this wasn't a hate crime. It was all about drugs.
Okay. Whatever.
So this was just all about drugs, right?
Yeah, it was, clearly.
Okay. So you heard that one before?
Uh-uh, I hadn't.
Mm, interesting. Obvious question, but is this a hate crime?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yes. 100%.
Yeah. And so this actually started up a whole national, a lot of people started coming out and backing him up and saying, you know, that this is wrong. What happened? I mean, there was people on both sides, but this really started a rally for the gay community.
Yeah.
And now his mom actually has a, it's called the Matthew program. And it goes towards suicide prevention for the LGBTQIA.
LGBTQIA.
There you go. Community.
There's too many letters. You can't remember that many.
No, I can. I had to, my dyslexia, though, is like, let's just fuck these up for you.
You can get all the letters in. It's just the order.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So she started a foundation called the Matthew Foundation. And yeah. And I mean, there was a whole bunch of rallies supported of this. And actually the media, because there was both sides of this, like, well, he should have died because he's gay. And then a whole lot of like, you know, what the fuck? This is so fucked up. We need to put a stop to this. Too many people have died just because they're gay. And actually the media ran with the support of the Pride Center. So,
hey, that's good.
Yeah. And I mean, this is 1998. Yeah. Also, just to mention this, the documentary that I was talking about, it was called Matthew Shepherd, a Friend of Mine. And it was, the documentary was made by Michael Jouse, who was his close friend in high school.
Wow.
So there was that documentary that was kind of, so you can hear like his mom, his friends talk, and then you can hear Aaron and Russell and the girlfriends talk too, which I'm just like, how can you sit there even years after like this? It'd be like, it's not a hate crime. Are you effing kidding me?
Yeah, no kidding.
Are you kidding me? Also, I just wanted to point this out too. So Detective Ben Fritzen, that was actually on this case, he said, I was never really aware of what the gay community went through.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually had a perspective of gays that gays were bad until he went through this case.
Jeez.
He said, this case changed my whole perspective. And the, I mean, he was like bawling. He's like, this case was absolutely terrifying. You hear about these things, but he's like, I was in the middle of it too, where I was torn, where I was like, it's kind of, and he's like, I used to make jokes about being gay and stuff like that. And he's like, after I saw this, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what though? I mean, good for him. I mean, knowledge is power. And the more we know, and the more we talk about the abuse, too, that has been going on. Pride community. Does that work?
Yeah, that works for me.
There we go. Pride community. So for the pride community, it's just, yeah, I think knowledge is power. And I think this type of stuff needs to be told. Because I don't think people realize the hardships, especially if you're just a straight, nothing else. You don't realize what the pride community goes through.
Yeah.
It's the same with, I was just talking to someone about this, about, you know, the black community too. Like we don't realize what they go through. I mean, sad to say, I only found out about Juneteenth 4 years ago.
Yeah.
It should have been national knowledge. Like, it's sad that it just barely became a national holiday. It was this year.
Yes, that is true.
That is sad.
It was just signed in this year. Yeah.
It should have been here. Like, I'm also going to say this. Religion is a big problem of it.
Yeah.
For both.
Yeah.
For both the Pride community and the Black community. It's religion is a problem in both. For example, the LDS Church teaches that if you're gay, you're terrible and a sinner, and you shouldn't do that. That actually, if you're gay, you should just marry a straight woman anyway and be fine with it. I think they even had articles on that.
Yeah.
And then if you're Black, you are basically disowned by God. Something around the lines of that, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
It's fucked up. Fucked up. All right, guys. If you agree that this is a hate crime, yeah, we're with you. If you don't, fuck off. you could share your opinions, but your opinions are wrong.
There you go.
Were there drugs involved? Yes, but that does not mean that this was not a hate crime. They were targeting gays. They went after, they fucking killed this guy and beat up two other gay guys.
Yeah.
Come on. If you want to hear stories, whatever, feel free to message us. I mean, this one was actually requested a few times. So, and I was like, you know what? I was like, I know it's not a cold case, but with June, let's just dig into it. Let's go. So,
yeah.
All right, guys. We'll just keep
fucking
going.